Thank you so much, Daryl. Praise God. I'm so excited about these praise reports. We sure need them right now. I'm so excited that God is speaking to our people on the ground in Israel. Okay, so I'm going to read this next little packet of prophetic words that Mom received. This one is part two of, well, not part two, but it is a portion of what I was reading last night, even 2013 and beyond. And so I'm going to continue reading, and it's about Islamic Jihadist International Uprising. So these are brief. There's six of them. So it's going to be a little bit briefer, well, a lot briefer than it was last night. So, again, this is Islamic Jihadist International Uprising. I have a friend whom I respect more than any other prophet in the world because I've never known her to be wrong. She says that the next thing that is going to come up after the Catholic Church comes down is going to be the Islamic movement. I think that what I've seen about Islam and the Muslims will rise up right around that time that God is nearing the end of his shaking of the Catholic Church. And what I have seen about Islam is horrible. The second one is a worldwide trip with an angel. Several years ago, the angel of the Lord came and took me to the nations of the world. This is a terrible way to spend the night. He showed me, in nation after nation, the works of the Muslims when they move into their jihad military mode. I saw them go across Africa. They went into villages, destroying them, and they tore the villagers apart until there was not one left in the village. Then they would burn the whole village. He took me to islands. First, he took me around the circumference of the island so that I could see what the island looked like. Then we would fly very low to the ground. I could see that the island was covered with dead bodies. I asked him, "Is there anyone living?" He replied, "Not even one." You may ask, "Who did this?" The answer is the jihadists. It was insane. So if my friend is right, then after the Catholic Church, or at least toward the end of God's dealing with the Catholic Church, the Islamists are going to get violent. This next one is gargantuan hands want the oil. I saw huge gargantuan hands, more like a huge spirit, reached across the ocean to West Africa, just like a tractor mowing through the land. It hit the land and kept plowing through it. What I saw were these huge hands going right through Nigeria. What they were headed for was the oil in Nigeria. The plan was to take any they could find, anything that would serve their purpose, and in the track where they were going, they made special plans to divide their groups. One group would attack a village and another would attack another village, so information about the attack could not get to the next village in time for them to avert that next attack. Their one plan was oil. It was like they were hypnotized to see only the goal of everything laid behind them that had been burned, like in Joel chapter 1. A garden untouched before them, but behind them, destruction. It will happen as quickly as you can imagine. And I don't have this in here, but you know, the Lord has shown me their path across Nigeria as well. And I will tell you, this is happening even now. Even now. The fourth one, Arabs preparing for warfare. On March 18th, 2021, I had a vision of Arabs preparing for warfare. They were like the Islamists. What kind of preparations and how, I do not know. It could be oil, technology, weapons. It was quite a few that were preparing for warfare and to move in stealth. Number five is a ram's horn calling for war. I heard a ram's horn calling for jihad everywhere. The sound called Muslims all over the world to now be trained in the war of jihad. The blowing was their wake-up call. And number six, the Arab prince works with a jihadist. March 18th of 2021. The Lord keeps getting more vision about this Arab warfare. It looked like they were preparing for trench warfare. One of them is a prince in the Arab countries. There were several others that were working with him to further prepare this army. Even though thoughts were trench warfare, it doesn't mean somehow they wouldn't use oil to create chaos over here. Deal with consolidation of Arabs. Prayer over trench warfare initiated through oil and technology. And that was the last one in this section. And again, these are visions that and experiences that the Lord had given Mom over the course, you know, from 2013. That's the oldest one in this particular packet up until 2021. So we see how they are moving forward with this. And we even see the chaos that they're trying to provoke in our own nation now on our school campuses in D.C. yesterday. And so, you know, this time of prayer is really critical. So I just want to ask Mom if she has anything that she wants to add to what I've shared from her, or, you know, anything, of course, that would lead us in our prayers tonight.
Thank you, hon. Thank you for joining us, all of you who have come to pray with us today. I'm not going to say much, but I will say that as we look at the scene before us with Ukraine and Russia and with Israel and the jihadists and China, not only with Taiwan, not only with Taiwan, but China really is doing great things to prepare themselves for a path of destruction across to Asia that will absolutely boggle your mind. So tomorrow when we're praying for Taiwan and China, we've got to remember that it isn't just about Taiwan. It's just Taiwan is next if it isn't stopped. And when you're alone at night, consider praying for these areas, these hotspots that the elite have kind of stirred the coals in, hoping to create more fires in the earth until World War III is exploding upon us. Nevertheless, I'm still feeling very confident that as long as we keep interceding, keep doing what we're doing, the Lord is going to intervene. So we can pray in faith, not fear. We don't have to beg God to do anything. These prayer points are His idea. He's telling us what He wants us to pray over because He wants to bring an end to the terrible goings-on that is opening across the world. So please pray in faith tonight, and God will bless you for it. We love you so much. Thank you for joining us. Okay, Elizabeth.
Mom Anita asked me to read a war update on Russia and Ukraine. One headline is titled, Polluting the World's Bread Basket. And this happened in June. The destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in southeastern Ukraine in June caused staggering loss and damage, estimated at $14 billion. Kiev accused Russia of blowing up the dam across the Dnipro River, which flooded the surrounding area with landmine-contaminated water and left areas upstream without water. Moscow has denied it was responsible for the breach. And the destruction of this dam on June 6 in the southern region of Kherson unleashed 4.3 cubic miles of water that submerged villages and farmland, about 40 square miles of farmland affected. Monica Tothova, economist at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, said, based on the satellite images and modeling of the flooding, it is very likely this year's harvest will be a complete loss, depending on how long the water stays. And then the UN Undersecretary General Martin Griffiths told Al Jazeera, the dam breach is certain to have repercussions that will be felt for years to come. Griffiths also said the ravaging of one of the world's most important breadbaskets will almost inevitably lead to lower grain exports with repercussions for global food supplies. Next is headline is news from today and yesterday, world moving towards war. So I'll just read different kind of headlines of what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. Russia revoked a bill that ratified the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which passed by 415 votes to zero in the lower house. It will now go to the upper house for approval and Putin for signing. Next, Putin said the U.S. made a mistake by providing Kiev with long-range ATACMS missiles. He said this would only, quote, prolong the agony for Ukraine. And then Putin said, we will, of course, be able to repel these attacks. War is war. Next headline, Putin counters Biden's words after Biden said U.S. and Europe could unite against Russia. And Putin responds with, this is not about me personally. This is about the interests of the country, and it is impossible to suppress the interests of Russia. Next, Biden is expected to ask Congress to approve about $10 billion in military aid to Israel and some $60 billion for Ukraine as part of an emergency funding request. This money also would include money to aid Taiwan. Next, Russia's defense minister said the country was reinforcing its western border in anticipation of F-16 fighter aircraft being supplied to Ukraine in 2024. Okay, next headlines is in regards to worldwide ties are strengthened. In the last 2 days, nations reaffirmed their support for war. The Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin held bilateral talks in Beijing, and Xi said that the political mutual trust between their countries was continuously deepening, and the growing number of world conflicts and threats would only strengthen ties between Moscow and Beijing. And then French president reaffirmed his country's and other European nations' support for Ukraine for as long as it takes. Prime Minister of Hungary also pledged support but for Russia. And then a Russian foreign minister had thanked North Korea for its unwavering and principled support over the war in Ukraine and pledged Moscow's complete support and solidarity.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Okay. You know, everything that Elizabeth just read reinforces why we're doing what we're doing, why we are coming together four nights a week to stop what the enemy's plans are for the world. The enemy is trying to thrust us into World War III. This is what Mom and I have both been sharing for months now. This is the goal of the elite. But this is not God's time. This is not God's time. His time and his plan is to bring revival and to have revival sweep across the nations. So what we are doing on our knees, coming before him night after night, is to thwart the enemy's plans. There may be soldiers gearing up with their packs and their guns to try to push this through. We may have world leaders that are signing away documents trying to push this thing through. But God listens to his warriors. God listens to his intercessors. And he will hear the cry of the intercessors. We are Gideon's army, if you will. I know we're Joel's army, many of us, but we are Gideon's army, if you will. And we are here to thwart the enemy's plans. And it may seem like a very big thing to do, but let me tell you, with God, nothing is impossible. And if he has commissioned it, if we will obey, he will get behind our prayers. So that's all I wanted to add. Thank you for letting me. Thank you.
Ricky, that was very good. I'd like to add one thing to that. Just a simple reminder. We're discussing and praying tonight over the warfare that's going on between Russia and Ukraine, and one that Putin has promised will get worse. And I want to remind you that a couple of weeks ago, when the Lord spoke to me in a series of visions, which I shared with you, that if this does materialize, if this continues to grow and escalate into a major war between these two countries, there will be millions, millions, not one, two or three, millions. The number is untold that will die because of this war. But the Lord is with us, my dear friends. I've been sharing with Ricky little by little how over the years of me going to different nations and the Lord telling me when I arrive, the mess I'm going to meet with when I get there, but that if I would be faithful to pray as he's asking me to pray, he will use this trip and my intercession as he gives it to me to turn it around for that particular country. Now, in that situation, we've got a single person that is being sent to bring about God's answer of salvation to a nation. I'm not saying that to brag, please. I've never bragged about this stuff, ever. And I never will. But I am wanting you to be encouraged that when God tells us he will, if we will, the truth is, he will. That is his highest endeavor. Until he has overturned the enemy's plan, as long as we will be obedient and faithful, we are going to see millions saved from the terrible destruction of war. So this is something to rejoice over. Please don't look at the numbers. Please don't look at the countries. Please don't look at anything outside of the call of God and the promise of the fruit. That's all you need to look at. And thank him every day hour after hour for his love for humanity, his faithfulness to answer prayer, and that what he has promised us, he will do if we will stay faithful. That's all we need to do. And then when the time comes that we are able to pray, whether at home alone or on the line together, that we are faithful to pray. And it will be so wonderful to rejoice together over the fruit.